Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Many respected viewers of Madani Channel We once again welcome you in our program Al-Mustafa, the Chosen One In this program inshallah today we will talk about hygiene, cleanliness and inshallah azzawajal today we will talk about what Islam talks about it And how can we get better understanding of cleanliness today, inshallah. So just be with us. We will talk about from Quran, from Ahadith of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and beautiful message, inshallah, we'll give across. So be with us from start till end. It is the saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam that saying, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his action. I make this intention, inshallah. I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, which should be the foremost intention of every believer. So you make this intention, you will be with us from start till end, you remember what you learn, and you will pass this knowledge on to others too, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Today, Alhamdulillah, we have got our Muballigh Dawat Islami, Muhammad Wasim Abbas Attari with us. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
First of all, welcome to you on this beautiful program. Jazakallahu khairan. Thank you very much for giving us your precious time. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. It's always a pleasure to be here, mashallah, to spend some time with the viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah.
No doubt, no doubt. Alhamdulillah. Wasim Abbasbhai, today we will be talking about cleanliness. So, the very important topic, especially when we talk about today's circumstances.
Indeed.
As we are right now here. First of all, I would like to ask the viewpoint of Quran regarding this and what does Quran talk about?
MashaAllah. Regarding cleanliness, it's quite obvious in the current climate how important it is and everyone has realized the importance of cleanliness. And what we need to understand is that Islam emphasizes to a great deal, stresses a lot on hygiene and cleanliness. And in this regard, it is said that the maintaining of cleanliness of one's body, his clothes, his surroundings, his neighborhood, his masjid, his city, it basically shows these are the hallmarks of a sophisticated and an upright Muslim. So the more hygiene orientated you are, the more neat and clean you are, the more sophisticated people will consider you to be. And on the same note, Alhamdulillah, Islam, the amount of stress and emphasis Islam has given on this very important element of others is immense. And no other religion has emphasized on cleanliness and hygiene as much as Islam has. There are many, obviously, medical and scientific benefits as well behind hygiene, which of course would be quite obvious to all of us. But what Islam teaches us, it also gives us a mindset that how close Islam is to nature and how important it is for us to act upon the rulings of Islam in order to be a good Muslim, a good human being, to be a healthy human being. In relation to this, Alhamdulillah, there are many hadith in which Holy Prophet ﷺ mentions about cleanliness and even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran regarding cleanliness. So we come to understand how important this is. In Surah Baqarah, verse number 222, it is stated, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَّهِرِينَ And translation from Kanzul-Iman, indeed Allah loves those who repent abundantly and loves those who purify themselves.
Subhanallah.
Who purify themselves. So there's explicit ruling over here, command over here, or a clarification over here that who does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves? Those who repent abundantly
keep themselves clean.
And keep themselves, who purify themselves. So we come to know from the command of this blessed verse that if you want to be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have been commanded in the Holy Quran that we need to purify ourselves. Then of course there's further division into this, there's inner beautification, there's outer beautification, but today we'll mainly stick to the outer purification of others. And over here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about who does he love? So if you want to be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to repent abundantly, make abundant tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to purify ourselves, we need to keep ourselves clean. And there's a lot of wisdom behind this.
Sure.
When we keep ourselves clean, when we keep neat and clean and everything. So there, inshallah, we'll go through them inshallah in detail carrying further, but alhamdulillah, this is one of the verses in the Holy Quran where we've been commanded to keep ourselves neat and clean.
With the respective views of Madani Channel, the point which is established from the ayah of the Quran, subhanallah, it is mentioned that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves those they purify themselves, those they keep themselves clean, and they alhamdulillah keep themselves pure. Now there are two different words. One is cleanliness and one is purification. So purification is one step ahead than the cleanliness. For example, if somebody washes himself, right, takes a bath, or maybe uses very good soap or shampoo or whatever he can use in order to kill the germs, that's fine. He would do that. He would clean himself. That is also required. But subhanallah, when you are going to pray in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, one extra step is needed, right? That is purification. That is paki, subhanallah. Even, my dear respected viewers, when we are presenting ourselves before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala 5 times a day, right, we offer salah. Before offering salah, we need to be purifying ourselves. We have to purify ourselves. We need to get paki. And that is one step ahead. Right? Not necessarily you have to use the soap and all that, but definitely there is one sort of apparent cleanliness.
Indeed.
And there is also purification, which is called paki. You have to have that. That fulfills both requirements, right? What is the apparent cleanliness, at the same time purification before presenting yourself in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I think today what we are talking about cleanliness, in this current climate where the government guidelines are to keep yourself clean, neat and tidy, the surfaces around you, you need to sanitize your hands, and you have to keep yourself always clean. When you go out, you need to wash your hands. When you come home, right after going out, you need to wash your hands. So this is what my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, I would like to take you 1400 years ago. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's practice, Aka alayhi salatu wa salam, whenever he would come back home, he would do miswak. It was the practice, sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, right? And my dear respected viewers, Aka alayhi salatu wa salam teaches us to wash your hands before eating food. Today, scientists, they are advising that
these
you have
the
to
preventive measures that we are being told, yes, that we need to wash our hands every time we come home, every time, you know, we go to work. So we have to ensure that we wash our hands, we ensure that we sanitize our hands. So this is one of the preventive measures that we are being told by the latest technology, by the scientists. But look at the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, that 1400 years ago, when apparently there were no apparent means for such insight into human health, that's when the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught the Sahaba alayhim uridwan regarding cleanliness, and also emphasized it. There are two different things, Rizwan bhai. One is educating someone regarding something. You tell them that this is such and such thing, and doing this would be good for you. And then there is a word which is called emphasizing upon it, stressing upon it. So cleanliness has been stressed in Islam. And if you think from a natural point of view, the habit of keeping yourself clean saves you from the misfortune of illnesses, from diseases and epidemics. And this is one of the preventive measures that we are being told today. So the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam not only taught Sahaba Ikram alayhi muridwan regarding cleanliness, but he emphasized upon it, stressed upon it, which is not seen in any other religion.
No doubt, no doubt. My dear respected viewers of Madi Channel, subhanallah, there are many ahadith of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. If we go back 1400 years, and Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wasalam, who brought this religion of Islam, the true haq, subhanallah, it is a complete code of life also. Islam is also a complete code of life. It gives us the way to live, alhamdulillah. And Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam had given us guidelines, right, about hygiene also, about keeping yourself clean and purifying yourself. I would like to ask from Muballigh of Dawat Islami, Musim Abbas bhai, are there any ahadith regarding keeping yourself clean?
MashaAllah, there are many ahadith where we've been instructed to keep ourselves clean, and where there have been the virtues of staying clean have been mentioned, and a very famous hadith where the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, "At-tuhuru nisful iman."
Subhanallah.
The cleanliness is half the faith.
Allahu.
Now, if you just dive into this hadith only, this should be enough for us to develop a mindset to stay neat and clean. Why? Because a believer, for him, faith is everything. Iman is everything. If Iman is with us, everything is with us. If Iman is not with us, then even if we have all the materialistic means with us, that doesn't mean anything. So in this beautiful hadith, the Holy Prophet ﷺ mentioned cleanliness to be half the faith. So we can imagine that in faith, there is one element of our acts of worship, etc. But cleanliness has been considered to be half of our faith. Now, if we only strictly follow this very hadith, this very instruction of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and keep ourselves clean the way we are meant to, then we will see far-reaching benefits of this, which is beyond our imagination. For example, many times we see when people go home from attiring their work, and what do they say? Let me freshen up. We clean ourselves, we have a quick shower, a quick bath. What happens? We freshen up. And then whatever task we want to do afterwards, it becomes more enjoyable and easy for us to carry it. And same goes with the acts of worship. If we keep ourselves neat and clean, one beautiful point you mentioned at the beginning, that imagine if we are visiting any worldly personality, any dignitary, influential person, worldly influential person, how would we prepare ourselves to be in front of him? We'll ensure that we are neat and clean, we are tidy, we're wearing best of the attire, best of the clothing, etc. But when we are going in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why are we still in our bedclothes? Why we don't have the same mindset that now we are going in the court of King of all the kings? And now the element of respect, cleanliness, all those things need to be at its climax, at its peak. So with the same mindset, if we clean ourselves, if we keep ensure that we are purified from all the dirt, etc., which has also been stressed and emphasized upon us, then imagine the sweetness of worship you will attain whilst performing sajda in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The recitation of Quran that we will make after purifying ourselves, after ensuring that we abide by the measures of hygiene and cleanliness, imagine what beautiful recitation of Holy Quran that would be. So in this beautiful hadith, faith, half of the faith has been referred to cleanliness, which is very important for us. And I think if we just abide by this beautiful saying of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as every saying of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is full of wisdom, but this only saying inshaAllah will make us preserve and secure of a half of the iman, because every saying of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is haq. So this is beautiful hadith. And another beautiful hadith in front of me, Rizwan bhai, mentioned in Kanzul Ummal, where Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam stated that indeed Islam is clean, Islam is neat, so you too should take care of your cleanliness, because, and this is a beautiful thing at the end, because in Jannah, only a person who keeps himself clean will enter.
Subhanallah.
So again, the importance of cleanliness over here is being mentioned in this hadith by comparing a person who will enter the Jannah, who keeps himself neat and clean. So these two are hadith. There are many other hadith, inshallah, we'll talk about them further as we go along. But just from these two hadith, we can see how beautifully cleanliness has been emphasized in Islam. And again, the whole purpose of others should be to become a perfect believer, to become a good Muslim and keep bettering ourselves. So in the light of these ahadith, again we learn that if we want to become a perfect believer, if we want to be a good Muslim, we need to ensure that we look after our cleanliness, which is very essential for us to become a good Muslim.
MashaAllah. Many respected viewers, we're talking about cleanliness today. The topic is keeping ourselves clean and pure, inshaAllah. We'll talk further on it. We've got a segment that is a chosen sunnah. Let's go to this segment.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen.
My dear respected viewers, today the chosen sunnah is about hospitality. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has reported that Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, It is a sunnah for a person to go to the door to bid farewell to his guest. So it's a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If any guest comes to our home, right, and when he or they're leaving, guests they're leaving or he's leaving, so what shall we do? We should go to the doorsteps to say goodbye. So this is a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So hopefully, inshallah, today we learned it and we will implement in our lives. Today, the topic is cleanliness, and we are talking about with the perspective of Islam and the guidelines Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has given to us. My dear respected viewers, when we talk about purification, when we talk about cleanliness, I've got a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in front of me. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that wash your hands before and after food, right? This also removes destitution, right? And it is from the sunnahs of messengers. So dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, it is a beautiful sunnah whenever you eat food. So wash your hands. And once you finish food, you should also wash your hands. Acting upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you will, insha'Allah azza wa jal, earn reward. You will get good deeds, insha'Allah. This will be written for you in your book of deeds. That is something you will get. In addition to that, other benefits, the health benefits which are associated with that, you will definitely get them. Insha'Allah, you will be protected from germs. You will be protected from all sorts of viruses, inshallah, which could, because most of the viruses, they enter in our body through the our hands or when we eat. That is the main medium that the transmission happens. So if we wash our hands properly, then alhamdulillah, we will be saved from these sorts of viruses which are causing problem to the humanity in this day and age. Ji, any other beautiful hadith, Paka Karim alayhi salatu wassalam?
Indeed, it is one way. When we study the chapter of cleanliness, we get amazed in terms of the greatness, the grandeur, the I can't come up with those words regarding Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. What great status Allah Almighty blessed our beloved Prophet alaihi salatu wasallam with, as in he alaihi salatu wasallam guided us thoroughly in terms of how to become a complete believer. Another beautiful hadith, alhamdulillah, where the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam stated that attain cleanliness from whatever you find. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept the foundations of Islam upon cleanliness, and only He will enter paradise who stays clean. Now again, what a beautiful saying. It revolves around cleanliness. It is telling us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed the foundations of Islam upon cleanliness. Islam is everything for us. The rulings of Islam, the commandments of Islam, the fara'id of Islam are paramount to us. They are superior to us than everything else. What is the foundation of Islam based upon? According to this hadith mubarakah, it is upon cleanliness. And again, it has been stressed in this hadith mubarakah to attain cleanliness from whatever you find. And then towards the end, Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is telling his servants, his slaves, that who will enter paradise? Those who stay clean. And apart from this as well, Rizwanbhai, on the other hand, if you think about it, that leaving cleanliness, of course, one of the biggest harms is that we will be not acting upon the saying of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. That this harm in itself is one of the biggest harms, which cannot equate to any other harm. But if you think about it, as you earlier mentioned as well, the consequences that one will face regarding his health are there, and also this damages your personality. In the society, this damages your personality, as people will perceive you upon your physical appearance. So it is very important for us that if we want to have a good personality in front of others with good intentions, of course, because we want to set ourselves as examples before other people so we can guide them to the right path. But to do that, we need to present ourselves in a good manner in front of them so they can perceive our character through our physical appearance, and then our words can also have an impact on them.
MashaAllah, beautiful point you mentioned. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has guided us. Many respected viewers of Madani Channel, we have been guided to take bath once in a week.
Indeed.
Right? It's the minimum requirement. You can take bath every day, but it has been emphasized. At least you should take bath. What is the purpose behind it? Because once in a week, on the day of Jumu'ah, you should take bath because you have to go for communal prayer, right? You go there, it's a communal prayer, you go in the masjid, other people will
Indeed.
Come. So you should not have any sort of bad smell, right? Which could irritate other people.
Right.
And then Islam says you should perfume yourself. You should use some sort of ether, right? That would give you a good smell. This is another beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah, which guides us that there is something regarding cleanliness. Then it says that you should take wudu, right? Then it says you should do miswak. That is again another thing. And in addition to other benefits that you should not have a bad smell coming from your mouth when you talk to somebody, especially when you are going to masjid, right? It could irritate people. It is also mentioned that when a person is offering salah, and he recites Quran, at that moment, the angels, they come close to his mouth to listen to the Quran, and they get irritated if you do not use miswak or you don't brush your teeth, right? That's what I'm making you a point of understanding. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has even guided to the extent that you should do miswak. Wasim Abbas, by any other hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with regards to this topic we're talking about?
Indeed, they are. As we mentioned earlier, numerous hadith. But another beautiful hadith which gives us a very firm mindset regarding keeping up to cleanliness, where Holy Prophet ﷺ stated that the clothes you wear, keep them clean, keep your means of, look after the means of your transport, and your apparent state should be such clean that when you go amongst people, they dignify you, they honor you. So this is the Hadith Mubarakah, which again is giving us a mindset of keeping ourselves neat and clean. And Allama Abdul Rauf Manawi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he states in relation to this Hadith Mubarakah that this hadith, it basically signifies towards the fact that a person should avoid all those things that detest a person, that a person has hatred towards, any such thing that can make the other person have detestable feelings in his heart regarding your appearance or anything. We should avoid them. And rulers and ulama ikram, the scholars, they should specially abide by this command given in the Hadith Mubarakah. So if we take this command in generally for every person, then we can understand how important it would be for our upkeep in terms of staying sophisticated in front of others, with Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is guiding us to ensure that our physical appearance is neat and clean, so when we go amongst other people, they honor us, they dignify us. And there's a lot of wisdom again behind this beautiful saying as well, as if we think about it from a natural perspective, that a person, when he goes to other people, us being believers, being Muslims, we should ensure that we call people towards the right path. Now, if you yourself are not neat and clean, what effect would your words have when people, they already are detested by you because of your physical appearance? Or let's say you go to a business meeting, a business deal, or any other purpose, then of course you won't be able to convey your message across if you're not neat and clean.
You see, there are two different things. Sometimes people get confused with simplicity and cleanliness.
Right?
Being simple is something else, but you have to be clean. That is something else.
Indeed.
We have to make, differentiate between
simplicity
these two.
Does not entail being dirty.
Definitely, definitely. You have to be simple. Simplicity is a beautiful, guidance in Islam also. Islam also guides us to be simple, but alhamdulillah, Islam also talks that half faith is cleanliness. That's what we are talking about today. Dear respective viewers, there is an account I would like to mention for the interest of viewers today. That's also regarding a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inshallah, I'll mention what is that sunnah also. Dear respected viewers, what had happened, there was a truck driver who was going somewhere for his work, and on the road there was a hotel on roadside. He went to eat food. He ate food there, and after some time he died. So people were surprised that there were so many other people. They also ate from the same hotel, but they did not die. From the restaurant, they did not die. But why did he die? So then further, when it was found out from the research what had happened, so it was found that there were the elements of poison on his hand. So it was thought that maybe he had touched his thighs before eating food. And there was a snake which had been killed under the truck, right? And that was the reason that the poison of the snake had contaminated to the tire, and then he had touched the tires, so he got those poisons on the hands. And when he ate food without washing hands, that was the reason of his death. Dear respected viewers, this tells us that how important it is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So we should always remember to wash our hands before eating food. This is a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which will save us to transmit the germs into our body, right? Because as I said earlier, most of the germs, they are transmitted to our body, right, through the time when we are eating at that moment, right? So that's very important. We should, what would you say, Naseem Bhai, under this?
Indeed.
Especially when we are eating food, and how important it is to be clean.
Indeed, Rizwan Bhai. In terms of the topic you've just touched upon, what we need to understand is where we're talking about the emphasis of Islam on cleanliness. At the same time, there are obviously repercussions for not abiding by those commands or those emphasized points. Not abiding by the measures of cleanliness is detrimental to our health, which also reflects the clumsiness of a person, that how clumsy he is, and the other person will also perceive him accordingly. Now, if, for example, we don't keep up with our cleanliness, especially during eating, this will not only, as you mentioned, be harmful for our health, but it also doesn't give a very good impact on the other person if we are eating amongst people. But again, this is a second thought, where we are talking about other people perceiving you, depending on how you keep up with your cleanliness whilst eating. But foremost is your own health. Foremost is what you are consuming. And as you beautifully mentioned, that if we are eating food to gain energy, but on the other hand, because of leaving out on this sunnah, we, ma'azallah, are giving our body, forget about energy, but we are filling it with germs and with diseases, then we can imagine how harmful this is, as the basic purpose of eating is left out. So very, very important for the viewers of Madani Channel to ensure that we act upon this sunnah with the intention of acting upon the sunnah. Insha'Allah, Zawajal, we'll be saved from germs, as well as we'll be keeping up with our cleanliness, and we'll also get reward for acting upon the sunnah.
MashaAllah. Now it's time for our next segment, that is Chosen Facts. Let's go towards that.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen
one. Dear respected viewers, the very first fact today what we've brought for you is, at the time of resurrection on the day of judgment, who will Allah Almighty resurrect first? Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam, the angel who will blow the trumpet. So he will be the first one to resurrect. The second chosen fact what we've got for you today is, which are those two cities in which Dajjal will not be able to enter? And that is Makkatul Mukarrama and Medina Tayyiba. Insha'Allah, Azza wa Jal, Dajjal will not be able to enter in these two blessed cities. And the final chosen fact today, what we've got for you today is, which are the blessed prophets, alayhi salam, on whom the famous divine books were revealed? The very first is blessed Torah on Sayyidina Musa, alayhi salam. Number two, blessed Zabur on Sayyidina Dawood, alayhi salam. Blessed Injil on Sayyidina Isa, alayhi salam. And the Holy Quran on Sayyidina Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala, alayhi wa alihi, sahbihi, wa barik, wa sallim, the final prophet of Allah. So alhamdulillah, these are the three chosen facts what we've got in this program for you. And if you keep watching Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, we try that we bring few amazing facts for you to increase your knowledge also. And alhamdulillah, that's how we have designed this program with different segments. We were talking about cleanliness. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, When cleanliness is an apparent, right, what we normally clean ourselves and we purify, and one is inner beauty, that is also cleaning your heart. There are so many diseases which also refer to your heart also. We'll talk on to that also. Ji, Vaseem Abbas bhai, what would you say? There are two types of cleanliness, the outer beauty and the inner beauty. Both of them need to be clean and purified.
Indeed, indeed. And as much as emphasis there is in Islam regarding our cleanliness in terms of our physical appearance, at the same time, there's a lot of emphasis where we need to ensure that our inner self is also purified, is also clean. And we see this from the practice of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan as well, where they were taught that how to purify their inner selves. And Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they had the best of the inner selves. Why? Because they were taught by the best of the teachers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we talk about the cleanliness of our inner self, it encompasses various components, the various elements that come within this topic. We can talk about various spiritual diseases, which entails the likes of lying, backbiting, slandering, jealousy, arrogance, etc., etc. It can be broken down into various different categories. But to sum up all this under one topic of our cleanliness of our inner self, we need to realize that yes, we are talking about our apparent physical, our physical appearance today. We're talking about how important this is for us, but at the same time, we must not forget how important it is for us to keep our inner self purified, inner self clean as well, from all these spiritual illnesses, which entails lying, backbiting, jealousy, and all these aspects. And inshallah, this very element that you touched upon is the key to have a peaceful Muslim society, a peaceful environment, a peaceful household, a peaceful environment in our houses. So if you want peace in your house, in your society, in your surroundings, you need to ensure that we all purify and clean our inner self as well. Inshallah, the surroundings will become purified.
Mashallah, mashallah. Many respected viewers of Madani Channel, we are talking about cleanliness. One important fact, what Islam guides us, that is a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that is Miswak Sharif. I would like to talk on this, and I would also ask a viewpoint of Vaseem bhai onto this very beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam loved miswak so much, to the extent that it has been mentioned that if it was not hard for my ummah, I would have made it fard upon them, Allah, to use before wudu. So it is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to use miswak, right, to clean your teeth. So dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to love this so much that he would even keep it with him at the time of his sleeping. Whenever he would sleep, he would keep few things with him. So one of them was also miswak. He loved it so much. Right. And it is also mentioned at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was departing from this mortal world, right? At that moment, miswak Sharif was also a thing which was present next to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam would do miswak whenever he would enter home. This was a blessed sunnah of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Whenever he would get up, he would use miswak. So subhanAllah, he's teaching to the ummah that this is my sunnah, this is my way. That's how you keep yourself clean, subhanAllah. And let me tell you, dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, cleanliness takes, bugs in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam itself, because all the cleanliness comes from Rasulullah sallallahu. He is the most purest body ever walked on the face of this earth. His body itself is the best of all the scents, best of all the perfumes, subhanallah. The Pasina Mubarak of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, the blessed Pasina Mubarak of Aqa alayhi salatu wa salam itself is the best of all the scents. But yet, he used to apply perfume. Why was that? To teach us, right? He would do miswak. Why? To teach us. This was the beautiful way of teaching the ummah. So we should also adopt these beautiful sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which alhamdulillah help us to keep ourselves clean, which help us for our personal hygiene. And then wudu. Today, the scientists, they are telling, Wasim, right, that we need to wash our hands up to 20 seconds. Now, it is a sunnah to wash hands 3 times, right? So if to the time you use to wash your hands for 3 times properly, it takes to that time. 1400 years ago, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned that each part of the organ when you do wudu, you wash that for 3 times. So this completely removes all sorts of germs, alhamdulillah. But if you do wudu 5 times a day, if somebody is performing wudu and offering salah, alhamdulillah, there is a high possibility that the germs would be removed. Right? This is one of the ways to keep yourself clean. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave us guidelines back in 1400 years ago. But it is us we have to apply in our lives. How would you respond to this?
MashaAllah, beautiful points you mentioned regarding miswak and regarding cleanliness in general, that how important again it is for us. And especially again, I would emphasize and reiterate that in the light of today's climate, what we are facing today. And again, regarding Miswak Sharif, what you mentioned, that it not only cleans our mouth, but it also strengthens our memory, it strengthens our teeth. There's so many benefits of using Miswak Sharif. And
the protection of the faith also.
Faith, indeed. The one who's used to doing miswak, at the time of his death, he will be blessed with reciting kalima. The one who offers salah after doing miswak, his salah is rewarded 70 times more.
Now I ask you, why these rewards were mentioned by Rasulullah
sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
The only reason was to encourage the ummah to use this miswak so that they can get benefits of the hereafter. At the same time, of the benefits of this dunya also.
Indeed. So if we think about it, it's all for our own good, for the good of our health, but then we are being rewarded in the hereafter as well. How kareem, how merciful beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is, that he has told us what is good for us in this world, and then there's reward as well in the hereafter. Again, regarding the emphasis of cleanliness, what we've been emphasized, Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi ta'ala mentions a beautiful hadith in Sunan Tirmidhi, volume 4, page 365, hadith number 2808. He mentions that the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam stated that Allah is transcendent and loves pleasantness. He is pure and loves purity. He is kind and loves kindness. He is generous and loves generosity. So keep your courtyards clean.
He is Jameel and he loves Jamal.
SubhanAllah. So keep your courtyards clean. Keep in this hadith mubarakah, we are being encouraged, motivated to keep our houses clean. And again, there are so many hadiths where we're being told the importance of cleanliness, and we're being emphasized and motivated to stay clean and keep everything clean. Regarding miswak, beautiful hadith comes before me, where beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam stated that wash your clothes, comb your hair, use a miswak, beautify yourself, and keep clean and tidy, as the Bani Israel did not do this, and their women fell into adultery. So again, in this blessed hadith, we are being told to keep ourselves neat and clean, perform miswak, wash our clothes. All these, of course, are being told to us by the best of the mankind. There's the beauty of Islam. There's wisdom behind every saying. So alhamdulillah, again, great emphasis is being mentioned over here regarding cleanliness, regarding the cleanliness of our clothes, our apparent state. So this is the beauty of Islam, alhamdulillah, that is teaching us. And if we think about it, that these are also the guidelines of being successful in this dunya as well, in this world as well. You want to be a good trader, a good businessman, a good student, a good, you know, you name it. Whatever you want to be, the foremost thing would be to be neat and clean, to be well presentable in front of other people. So we've been guided by Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam upon this, that if you want to be successful in this world and in the hereafter, cleanliness is key to it.
MashaAllah. But irrespective of this, it's the last segment. Let's go towards that is chosen wazaif.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen.
My dear respected viewers, it is mentioned, one who cannot sleep due to any pain could recite La ilaha illallah abundantly, right? And when it should be recited near him abundantly, inshallah azawajal, he will fall asleep. Further, the patient will recover soon by the mercy of Allah azawajal. Please be careful that the voice of the recitation does not reach the patient. And the second wazifa, if you are unable to sleep, recite La ilaha illallah 11 times and blow onto yourself. Inshallah, you will fall asleep. So these are the two beautiful wazif of the day. And inshallah, I hope this must have benefited you. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to recite more and more dhikr of kalima La ilaha illallah. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Wasim al-Bas, we've got few more minutes to go, and the topic is have a half faith.
Indeed.
So how would you add?
Subhanallah. Many a times we see we have our hair, our mashallah beard, so on and so forth, but many times people fail to keep up with it, to keep it neat and clean. Let's listen to another blessed hadith of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and look at the practice of Sahaba Ikram alayhim wa ridwan, how they obeyed by the command of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So it is stated that when Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam saw the blessed tresses of Sayyiduna Abu Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, look after them very well. This is what Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said. And upon this, it is stated that Sayyiduna Abu Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would oil them twice a day. Now he understood what Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is saying there. He knew the importance of it, that if you have, mashallah, if you are blessed with following the sunnah of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, you've kept tresses, you've kept a beard, then we should also look after it, we should oil it, we should ensure that our hair are neat and clean. This was the practice of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. So again, this is a beautiful message that first of all, we should keep a beard, we should keep tresses, we should follow the sunnah of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And once we've done that, the next step is to keep them neat and clean, keep them, ensure that we look after its cleanliness, and oiling it is very important. This is what we learn from the practice of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, that this is what Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam commanded us to do. So we should also follow in the footsteps of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan and ensure that we look after our cleanliness, our apparent cleanliness, our beard, our tresses, etc.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Many respected viewers of Nadani Channel, there were our pious predecessors. The mindset of them was one of our pious predecessors, he was performing wudu and his face color was changed, right? Somebody asked, what happens to you when you perform wudu, your face color changes. He says, don't you know that whose bargah court I'm going to present myself? Allahu Akbar. This was their understanding. And they would purify themselves before going in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And not only apparent cleanliness, but also inner self was such clean that they would have fear of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala before presenting themselves in salah, before going in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And further, there were our pious predecessors, they used to have separate libas, right? They used to keep separate clothing for themselves for salah, especially for salah. Whenever they would offer salah, they would wear those special neat and clean and different clothing. Why? Because they were presenting themselves in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Because Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is Jameel and He loves Jamal. Subhanallah, he is pure and he loves purity. So he loves those, they purify themselves. Jannah is pure and Jannah is for those, they are pure, they are pak, they are neat. We need to have the best of the cleanliness is the cleanliness of the faith. We need to have our faith intact. I pray that may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala keep this cleanliness with us, that we remain pure with our faith intact. And in addition to that, whatever Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has guided us, we should follow the instructions of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. And our religion is half faith, which is told is cleanliness. May Allah keep us clean. Ameen. Bajahin Nabil Ameen. Keep watching Madani Channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu